What I've been hearing is that there's some tensions between the leadership on perhaps both the House and Senate sides and the Treasurer's office as to what's going to happen. As I understand it, the Democratic leadership wants the Treasurer to propose a solution that is actuarially sound in a complete package. My understanding is the Treasurer's office, and this goes back many months, had wanted to really come forward with a slew of potential options and allow the legislature to choose from them. You can see the political advantages to both sides for that. To get something passed realistically, one of the things that will happen is no matter what gets proposed, I'm sure there will be a series of floor amendments. There always is on something of this magnitude. And if I were the Democratic leadership, I'd want something where I could come forward and say, listen, this is the solution. If you change it and you don't have actuarial support for your changes, that's going to completely alter the equation and mess up the entire solution. So I suspect what we're going to ultimately see, and I don't have any knowledge whether it's going to happen one way or the other, is I think we're going to see the Treasurer's office put forward a solution. Now, whether it's a real solution or not, we'll have to analyze it. But they're going to put forward a package and ask the legislature to pass the package intact. I suspect that's what's going to happen. So.